a few things you shouldn't try to bring on a plane.
82 consumer-grade fireworks, 3 knives, 2 replica firearms, and a canister of pepper spray.
And that was just in one lady's bag. It's December 20th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up on this Friday before Christmas, with bird flu out there, the health department wants you to know,
milk continues to be both nutritious and safe to drink,
as long as it's not raw. And strikes at Amazon and Starbucks in SoCal.
Starbucks says the baristas make $18 an hour, and when you include benefits, it's the equivalent of $30 an hour.
Plus, how would you like to be a historic lighthouse keeper for a couple of years?
And yes, it's haunted.
Of course it's haunted.
It's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News.
There's an image here LAX's security just sent out, which basically has all the what not to bring items found in a woman's bag ticketed to travel to Philadelphia. 82 consumer-grade fireworks, 3 knives, 2 replica firearms, and a canister of pepper spray.
Thankfully, we find things every day and wish that people were a little bit more aware of what they have in their bag, and you can go to TSA.gov and find out on there what things are allowed in carry-on luggage and what things have to go in check luggage.
The bag was opened in front of the passenger. TSA officer was shocked, says Jason Pantages, federal security director at LAX.
This is the busiest part of the travel season for us, with Christmas coming up here, in the next week. And we just ask that people are mindful of the things that they're putting in their bags, not only, to get them through the process efficiently, but it these things hold up the line, having to call law enforcement to come out for these types of things.
During this busy holiday season, by the way, the TSA is screening over 2.5 million passengers every day nationwide.
And today will probably be the busiest travel day. Things will start to come down as we get closer to the actual holiday. Lots of chatter about bird flu. It seems to be ramping up by the day. Governor Newsom declaring a state of emergency earlier this week to free up funding to try and prepare for what might come of it. The California Health Department came out and gave an update on what they know so far. Larry Perel was listening in.
As KNX News has been reporting, recalls have been underway for raw milk from cattle, but Dr. Annette Jones with the department says while the virus can wipe out bird populations on farms, it does affect other animals differently.
The virus is less well understood in cows, given that it was first discovered only last spring in Texas. But we know it doesn't impact their health as severely as it does poultry. For cows, we focus on containing the virus while infected herds recover.
Dr. Jones says while the virus can impact raw milk from these animals, there is some good news.
Even if there's a cow that was milked that perhaps isn't showing sign of disease yet, pasteurization is 100% effective at killing this virus, so milk continues to be both nutritious and safe to drink.
There have been 36 confirmed cases of bird flu in the state. 35 have been from exposure to cattle. One, the department says it's trying to trace its origin.
And yesterday, the CDC told us about the first severe case in the country of bird flu. That was in Louisiana. There's a lawsuit that claims the LA school district allowed bullying against a black teen at Verdugo Hills High to escalate.
Make no mistake about it. This is a case of racism.
And the family says it resulted in 2 students being stabbed at the school earlier this month. And that young man in handcuffs. Here's Karen Adams.
There are videos of the 14-year-old being attacked physically and verbally, with him being called the N-word repeatedly. One in August, when his attorneys say he started school here at Verdugo High. Another the day of the stabbings, December 9th. Attorney Brad Gage says the teen was fighting for his life.
Is a case in which a black student started to become terrorized almost immediately when he started high school here. He was physically attacked, and racial slurs were said to him, such as the N-word, repeatedly. So he was a victim of a hate crime. The school was well aware of this going back in August, but they failed to take proper corrective action.
He says the harassment and bullying wasn't only at school.
By their home, they have had graffiti tagging and the N-word on the walls.
The teen has a February 1st court date where he has to answer a complaint of assault with a deadly weapon. But Gage says there's no evidence the teen stabbed his attackers, who have returned to school. He does say he wants those students charged.
Couple of different strikes happening right now. First, Amazon. They're Teamsters. Amazon says they don't actually work for Amazon, and therefore they're not legitimately represented by the union. Still, they are not delivering packages right now. Pete Demetrio was out there in the City of Industry, and they got fired up when the head of the Teamsters showed up and joined the effort.
In blue jeans and wearing a Teamster t-shirt, Sean O'Brien told 200 workers on the picket line what was at stake in a national effort to bring Amazon to the bargaining table. He said individual effort is what will win in the long run.
You've got the courage and conviction to win this fight. And every single day, you've got to recruit someone else. I just saw a brother over there decide he liked what he saw. He parked his van and came out. That's what we got to keep doing. We got to mobilize these people, recruit them, and tell them how good it is to be a member of the greatest organization in this entire country. Woo! That's the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
O'Brien told the workers he had a message for Amazon. Negotiating with the Teamsters is a full contact sport, and the company had better put on its helmet and buckle up its chin strap because the union is playing to win.
Some Starbucks workers also striking in L.A., Chicago, Seattle. They claim the company's backtracked on negotiations, won't make a reasonable offer. John Baird is talking to them in Burbank.
The store here on Alameda was actually closed today as Starbucks baristas chanted and walked the picket lines.
No contract, no coffee. No contract, no coffee.
Starbucks says the baristas make $18 an hour, and when you include benefits, it's the equivalent of $30 an hour. But the employees say the company's offer was a pittance that would barely give the baristas a 50 cents an hour raise.
They advanced an offer that was not a viable good faith offer on economic benefits, so wages, benefits, and so on.
The union and its members say this 5-day strike could turn into something more than that, depending on what the company decides to do.
The escalation plan past Christmas, it's not about Christmas and it's not about Christmas Eve. It's about how the company responds.
We'll see how both of those turn out. If you've ever wanted to work in a haunted lighthouse, you're going to want to keep listening through the break. It's a pretty unique job opening. It's going to need 2 years of your time if you feel like applying.
The East Brother Light Station on a tiny island in the Bay Area needs new keepers of the 5-bedroom bed and breakfast there. The station was built in 1874, and yes, it's haunted.
Of course it's haunted. A lot of the stories that get told, you know, are stories of old mariners, you know, old sea captains and old lighthouse keepers that ran into some kind of sad demise, and they walk the galleries of the lighthouse at night.
The light station's Tom Butt says since the job requires you to ferry people to and from the island, in addition to serving up dinner and breakfast to guests, a Coast Guard boat operator's license is required.
Well, we have a couple. One of those individuals has to have that license. That's non-negotiable. They have to do it. It's a legal requirement.
He says they'll begin reviewing applications in January. The ideal candidates are couples, especially with one who knows how to cook. The current couple is heading back to New York, but says the new keepers have to be ready to start in April. Now, compensation is based on the number of visitors. There's also a health plan. The current keepers have earned, on average, about $140,000.
Thanks to Karen Adams for that one. And that's the LA Local for this 20th of December, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory of all dozen dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Have a great weekend. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.